USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Delayed a week because of the government shutdown, tonight's the night that President Trump will finally deliver his State of the Union address from the U.S. House chambers. His special advisor, Kellyanne Conway, says immigration will be a big part of what he has to say.
Well, he certainly will address the border wall, but also national security and border security, immigration overall. He's in the chamber in front of the Congress that has failed to do its job for any number of years, if not decades, on getting us an immigration plan in this country that, of course, secures our southern border, but also tackles the chain migration, the visa lottery system.
She spoke on Fox News. Top U.S. Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer now joining the list of prominent Democrats calling on Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam to resign after a racist photo from his 1984 medical school yearbook surfaced a few days ago. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
A huge papal mass held in Abu Dhabi. In fact, Pope Francis held the first such mass ever in the United Arab Emirates before a crowd of as many as 170,000 people by some estimates.
Let us confidently make those prayers to God the Father, the Lord of life and of history, and we await His joy and salvation.
Francis appealing for Christian and Muslim leaders to work together to promote peace and reject war. The number of confirmed measles cases in Washington State now at 50. 49 cases are in Clark County alone. The ratings for the lowest scoring Super Bowl ever, the lowest in 10 years. Nielsen ratings for the Patriots 13-3 win over the Rams, the lowest since the 2009 game when the Steelers beat Arizona. The Patriots' latest victory parade steps off at 11 this morning Eastern in Boston. And this is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A poll finds 60% of Americans say they oppose new construction of a wall along the southern border. That's up 3% from a Gallup poll conducted back in June. The border wall issue again is expected to come up prominently in tonight's State of the Union address. The Gallup poll also showing just over 20% of Americans believe illegal immigration is the country's biggest problem. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences revealing the first round of presenters for this year's Oscars. The list includes Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Tina Fey, Whoopi Goldberg, Jennifer Lopez, Charlize Theron, and several more. The show will not have a host after comedian Kevin Hart stepped down amid controversy over past homophobic tweets he'd made. The 91st Academy Awards, to be held in Los Angeles on Sunday, February 24th, will air live on ABC. And with Valentine's Day fast approaching, consumer spending is up for the day, though fewer Americans are actually planning to celebrate it this year. The National Retail Federation says Americans will spend an average of $161.96 on their loved one. That's up 13% from last year, easily topping the previous record set in 2016. Total spending expected to exceed $20 billion, but only 51% of those surveyed say they'll celebrate the day. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.